Well, now on the English program's audio boo, we want to take a look at something quite startling I've just become aware of. I didn't know this, but when you think of 2012, what do you immediately think of? This is one of those questions, when you think of Christmas, well, what do you think of? Reindeer or something? Well, some people will think of the Olympics. The problem is, thinking cannot be legislated against. Okay, we're all free to think what we want. We have, as of yet, been unable to devise a legal system which can legislate against what people think. Although we've seen it in the films, it may happen in the future. Well, what about, if you're a company, what you can talk about? Now, I was quite surprised at this. However, in 2012, the Olympic Games, basically, if you are trying to commercialize it, or, well, obviously it is commercialized, if you're trying to make money from it, and you've not paid the people involved the money to do so, it can land you in a lot of hot water. Okay, so let's well, I'm Pilar, you look completely baffled. Don't you worry, I will explain everything now. Right, there's a list, two lists, an A list of words you can't use if you are a company without paying for the license, and there's a B list of words. Right, okay. On the A list, you've got the words games, 2012, 2012, the numbers, and 2012 written as two separate words. On the B list, you've got London, medals, sponsor, gold, silver, and bronze. Now, the London Olympics Games and Paralympic Games Act of 2006 has created the London Olympic Association right, the LOAR. This gives the Games organisers the power to grant licences to sponsors to use symbols, words and logos associated with the event. Well, okay, symbols and logos, fair enough, but how can you copyright words, for goodness sake? Well, anyway, you can't have an advert or a merchandise or anything with a combination of these words and the symbols. So you've got two lists of prohibited, if you like, expressions. You will get yourself into deep, hot water with the authorities if you use any two words from the first list that I gave you, or any word in the first list with one or more of the words in the second list. If you break the rules, you can be fined £20,000. So just go back over that. Just let's get this in order here. Right. Okay, so if you use any of the two words games, 2012, that's written in letters, 2012, the numbers, or 2012, that's two words, or any word in this list mixed with one or more from this following list, London, medals, sponsor, gold, silver, bronze, you can be fined £20,000. Goodness me. I didn't know about that. Wow. That's what you call, there's a word we used to, I think it used to be, called, censorship, I think. Oh dear. Well, Pilar, there goes your plan to wear a big London 2012 t-shirt advert. No, of course, you'd never do such a thing, would you? Okay, interesting stuff. The things you learn on Audio Boo. If you have any comments on this, stevesradioshow@hotmail.com is our email. And please, if you are a spammer, please don't.